The Ministry of Health has major plans for the St. Joseph's Hospital to include the establishment of a Center of Excellence for Cancer Care as well as its headquarters. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton gives us the details on these and other initiatives. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Minister, cancer care, the expensiveness of cancer care, any new thinking in that area?
Well, there are, again, it depends on the particular areas of cancer. There are some that are more prevalent than others. Mm-hmm. It starts again with lifestyle to a large extent, and therefore any issue to improve healthy living will also reduce the risk of cancers or certain types of cancers. Mm-hmm. Assuming, however, that the worst takes place,
that's right.
The issue now becomes what is the infrastructure that is in place. And there are some centers of excellence that are on the drawing board. Mm. One such is I'm hoping to realize within the next year or two, and that is to construct a physical structure on the St. Joseph's compound, which will house the administrative activities of the ministry. Right now we're in 6 locations in New Kingston. We're paying almost $400 million a year for lease payments. It just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So we have the facilities, we can build a facility, we can also establish at that facility a center of excellence to deal with things like cancer, not just for Jamaica, but also for the region. I took that to cabinet recently, and that has been approved. One of my first submissions. So the idea now is to pull the team together to develop that concept and to move it forward under a private-public partnership, which will now allow for specialist care, even while it allows for more efficient administration of the healthcare system.
The availability of drugs is another major issue. People go to the hospital, they have access, but they can't fill the prescriptions.
Well, there are 10 areas that the public health system supply drugs to deal with as a public good. The procurement through to inventory management and distribution, the value chain of that process requires some assessment. The National Health Fund currently does the procurement, and the ministry does have inventory management functions currently. And in some instances, we use some of the private drug companies to help with that. And then of course it flows through the drug serve windows, which are limited in numbers, and from time to time if you pass there you see these long lines.
Yes.
In the case of drug for the elderly and drugs for AIDS, there are limited availability in the private sector pharmacies. I would like to see an expansion of that program, both in terms of how we procure to get bulk purchases and get better prices, but also how we store and distribute to the final consumer. If we have patients who can go to their pharmacy in the town square to access this program, it is going to clear up the backlog, reduce the waiting time. What we have to do now is negotiate an arrangement, a structure, which we have done under the Drug for Elderly, with these private pharmacies. And I have asked the new chairman of the NHF, Mr. Christopher Zucker, to establish a subcommittee of the board. And he has a really good board, and himself, of course, very competent, to look at how we can establish that public-private partnership to make drugs more available and more accessible to those who we serve.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5-29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.